Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Kristen Young is here. She is the executive director of the American Lung Association in Greater Chicago. On that Lung Force Walk we've been talking about, you may have heard the commercials. I'm looking forward to this. I've been involved with this organization for a while. And they're going to do the walk this year, September 22nd. That's a Sunday. We are going to be in Libertyville. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, at Independence Grove in Libertyville this year, September 22nd. And I got to tell you, I like the ring of Captain John Williams.
Yes.
Nice little ring to it.
I'm the captain of the team. Kristen, welcome back to the studio and
Thank
the show.
You.
How are things at ALA going?
Things are going great. We have had a lot of great moves. Recently, you may have heard Tobacco 21 passed in Illinois, prohibiting anyone from under the age of 21 to purchase tobacco products in the state. So a lot of big advocacy moves happening right
now.
Was
it 18 previously?
Yes.
Are we going to change the packaging so that it's more dire than it is now?
Good question. I hope so.
I know they do that in Europe.
They do, yes.
And it's appalling what those things look like. Just amazing that anybody would ever pick up the habit. But they do. I have mixed feelings about that here.
Sure.
But I don't know.
I mean, we see a lot. Right now, I think the hot topic is around electronic cigarettes. And I know that's not what I'm here to talk about, but certainly a hot button for us in terms of advocacy and awareness of the dangers of that as well.
What does the American Lung Association do? Are you an advocacy organization? I always think of you as raising funds to go to research and medical procedures.
We are advocacy to our core. Education and research are a big part of that as well. But we are advocating. We just celebrated 10 years of smoke-free Illinois. So this side of 10 years ago, you could smoke in a restaurant, in a bar. I mean, it feels like, I mean, at least
forever
to me, it
ago.
Feels like forever ago, right?
Right.
But some of these bigger moves in terms of tobacco control have happened with part the Lung Association and other stakeholders.
Just to belabor that point, so it's 2019. Mm-hmm. In 2008, mm-hmm. I could have gone downstairs and smoked in a bar or restaurant?
Yep.
I almost don't remember that.
No, I remember being a kid at a Cracker Barrel of all places, and there was that lattice fence between the smoking section and the non-smoking section, like that would do anything, right?
The smoke will know. It
right.
won't go over
right.
there.
So, yeah, I mean, that is part of the Lung Association and our team of advocates. So that is a lot of what we're doing. And there's a lot of big hurdles to still climb.
Well, I'm older than you. And a big part of my life was going out at a bar or restaurant. And then when you came home, you had to launder your sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Because your clothes just smelled of smoke. That was the going out experience.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. We don't have to do that anymore. So then this walk is going to be in Libertyville at Independence Grove, Sunday, September 22nd. What's the scenery there? Are we walking around a lake?
It's beautiful. Yeah, there's a lake. The three-mile route of the walk goes around the whole lake. We also have a one-mile route option for those people that don't want to do the whole thing. If you have lung health issues, we can certainly cut that back for you a little bit, too. Best part is it's a little bit up north, but there's free parking. We're pretty much the only people on site that day. It's free to register, free, at lungforcewalkchicago.org. And it really is a family-friendly event. So a lot of opportunities. We're by some pumpkin farms, by Six Flags. We're encouraging people to come up north and kind of make a day out of it.
What time are we walking? 10:30?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Route opens at 8:30 with vendors and snacks and all that stuff.
That's the thing. I mean, so it's a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic isn't real bad that time of day, of course, on a Sunday. And when you get there early, walk around, have some coffee. They do a little fitness thing if you want to. But mostly it's just, these things are just so nice. There's so many people in brightly colored T-shirts and they're all positive. And then you all go for a beautiful walk on a beautiful day and it'll be the third week in September. That's usually very, very nice on a morning.
Right.
And so maybe lung health is your deal. If it's not, come and walk with us anyway.
Right. Enjoy a beautiful day in September out to walk.
But telling you.
The walk is really geared towards lung cancer and certainly all forms of lung disease. But since Lung Force started 6 years ago, we have seen a decrease of 11% in lung cancer deaths. That's huge. And part of that is around education and awareness that lung cancer is the number one cancer killer. How are we talking to our doctors about it? How do we understand our symptoms around it? So events like Lung Force and the walk are more than just the community gathering. It's an awareness opportunity for the public.
And here's why you should care about the work that the American Lung Association does. Tell me if I'm right on this. the incidence of lung cancer is not as high as some other cancers, but the mortality rate is worse. Is that it?
That is right. In Illinois alone, there'll be 6,000 deaths due to lung cancer, 9,000 diagnosed this year alone.
You're not going to feel a lump in your lungs. Too often when people find out they have lung cancer, they don't get it early enough.
Right. Stage 3, stage 4.
Melanoma, you can certainly catch early. I know somebody mm-hmm. with stage 0 because they saw a spot. It's melanoma. They got it early. They'll most likely live a natural long life.
Wow.
Most people that get lung cancer just don't have that luxury. So mm-hmm. what can we do about that? How can we either prevent it or find ways to detect it sooner? I guess that's where you guys are.
That's exactly right. And a lot of these symptoms can come across as bronchitis. It could be a cold. I mean, it could mask itself as a million different things. So as long as you're knowing, you should talk to your doctor about it. Certainly, if you have a smoking history, that's part of it. But more and more people being diagnosed that never have before. So one of the biggest pieces we want to share is that anyone can get lung cancer. And how do we remove that stigma, which just isn't the case anymore?
Probably too soon to know if vaping is going to be as problematic.
Right. And part of the reason that is that e-cigarettes right now are not regulated by the FDA at all. So one brand could have X amount of nicotine in it. The other could have twice as much. So there's a lot of volatility in that industry and certainly not something that we promote as a cessation tool at all.
Hmm. Okay, anything else that we need to pass along? I should go online to sign up for this walk?
That is right, lungforcewalkchicago.org. Again, September 22nd in Libertyville at Independence Grove. Beautiful 3-mile or 1-mile walk, and we are excited to have you out there, John.
By the way, Beth just wanted to say something. She's listening to this and had, it looks like an observation. Hi, Beth, you're on the air.
Hi, John. I wanted to say that my husband died from lung cancer 9 years ago, and at that time during his illness, we learned from one of his doctors that the younger the lungs are when they are around smoking, that the more they will be affected. In other words, if you have a newborn or a baby or a young child, their lungs are not fully developed, and so they are much more likely to be affected by smoking than, let's say, someone whose parents never smoked.
That is right, and also very timely that they just passed a law here in Illinois that it's now illegal to smoke in cars with kids to that exact point. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Wisconsin. I don't know if we will get that law, but it sounds like a very good one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
There's a story about that in the Chicago Sun-Times today, and it just reminds you, is that law in effect now, or does it go into effect January 1st? You're not
January.
January 1st, yeah. But I forget all the parameters of it, but if there's a person under a certain age, and it won't, and I think that if any adult in the car is smoking, if the police see it, they choose to pull you over, you will be ticketed for smoking with a child in the car.
Right.
And that's very proactive on the state of Illinois' part, I
mm-hmm.
think. Probably as a result of advocacy from your organization.
100%. And I mean, secondhand smoke is just as deadly half the time. So certainly something we want to be aware of. And to Beth's point, more effective for those kids and minors.
September 22nd, Sunday, 10 in the morning, John. Independence Grove. In suburban Libertyville. It's not suburban Libertyville if you live there. It's where you live. But I will head up north to Libertyville that Sunday morning. And the website to go to one more time is?
Lungforcewalkchicago.org, presented by Northwestern Medicine.
That's a website?
No, just had to get that one in because they're a great partner.
But the website to go to is?
Lungforcewalkchicago.org.
And your partners are?
Northwestern Medicine is our biggest presenting sponsor.
Amen to that. Okay, Kristen Young, nice to see you again.
You too. Thanks so much.
If I don't see you before, then I'll see you September 22nd.
Sounds great. Thank you.
I guess that's 3 weeks from this weekend,
mm-hmm.
right?
Coming up.
Right around the corner. It's 2:22. This is WGN. So we asked that question. If you have your records expunged, can you get a FOID card? If you have your pot conviction expunged, can you now own a gun? Elif called in a minute.